Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week as we continue looking at abiding in Christ. Wow, what a wonderful thought, to abide in Christ. Well, for that to happen, Christ must also abide in you. You cannot have one without the other. It is a mutual and very exclusive relationship of getting to know each other and developing a personal relationship. Christ in us and us in Christ. Now, most Christians today never get that far. They are still stuck in duties and rules and traditions of men and stories and fables and doctrines about Christ, but never coming to personally know Christ. These Christians live under the law, but my friend, it is the Spirit that giveth life. The law killeth. Now, do not misunderstand me here. The law of God is a written expression of God's living righteousness. Let me say that again. The law of God is a written expression of God's living righteousness. But because humanity has a corrupt nature, our nature, your nature and mine, is contrary to God's law. Thus, the law, God's law, is holy, it's just, and it's good. But now open up your spirit here, my friend. When humanity is faced with God's law, we are exposed as unholy, unjust, and just downright evil. In this truth, we see the problem with humanity is not found in what we do. Oh no, it is found in what we are. The entire Adamic race, those not born again, not saved, not birthed from above, are lawless. Now, I will take this step even a little further here. If you are not walking with the Lord in any meaningful way, then, now listen, you're crazy. You do not think right. Karen always says, if the heart is wrong, then the head will be wrong. We just had dinner with some family members who are not walking with the Lord. In spite of being raised in the church and used by God in some ways, today they are lost. Wow. Even their thinking and reactions to questions were so bizarre and scary. The law of God continually points that out. The law exposes the fact that in ourselves we are without hope. We are corrupt. In short, we cannot fix a lawless creature by putting ourselves under the law. Personally speaking, if we try to live according to the law, we will live under the continual revelation of ourselves as being corrupt. For what we are will always be brought to us under the law. The law says, do not lie, and we know that we lie. Do not steal, yet we know that we steal. Do not murder, but guess what, my friend? We may not take a life, but we know we murder people in our hearts as we kill them all the day long with the words that we speak. There will be no escape here. Paul continually teaches the purpose of the law is to shut every mouth and show the entire human race as being guilty before God. Paul writes in Romans 3:19. Now we know, let me stop. Now we know, do you know? We know that what thing soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Like Paul, my friend, I have a question. Do you know? Please note that the law does not make us guilty. Oh no, rather, the law simply reveals the true condition of the of our heart, the true condition of the of the race of mankind. It is corrupt and it is lawless. In other words, the law reveals that we are already guilty. So again, try to live before God on the basis of the law and you will live in a state of guilt. Oh, my brother, this is the reason why so many Christians are not happy. They're not satisfied with their walk with the Lord. They live out from the law, doing good works, keeping the traditions and rituals of men, and not under the open heaven of grace and truth. My friend, the law kills, but the Spirit giveth life. It is the Spirit of God that gives life. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come so that you might have life, and life, that's our choice, more abundantly. Not the good life of the earthly thinking of plenty and all of the toys that we can have, but the life of God, the Zoe life. Wow. And this life is more abundantly to be in our life. The only other life we can have in God is a religious life that is under the law. So either we have the life of God or we have that religious life under the law. And what we see in this is that the law of God, if we do not put our faith in Christ, will entrap us within ourselves. We will live in the prison of our own nature, ever striving to be good, but always being shown to be corrupt. In a sense, the law of God will correspond in a negative sense to our fallen nature. In every dimension of our fallen nature, the law will expose failure and condemnation. Not only this is the case as to the written law, but also it will be the case written in the heart of ourself. Our conscience will convict us with our feelings. Without faith in Christ, we will have no recourse. This is also why Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, Christ in us, and us in Christ, who walk not after the flesh or the law, but after the Spirit. Now remember, the law, the flesh, our old nature kills, but the Spirit, wow, giveth life. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Sadly, in most churches that we attend, we see it is impossible, or it is possible to be so deceived that many folks actually think that the law is showing them how to be righteous, because we think that we obey it, like the Ten Commandments. But did you know, my friend, that you can keep all of the Ten Commandments every day of your life, die, and then you will go to hell? People that hold to this position must constantly lie to themselves to maintain the illusion of salvation. Sadly, some do it to the end of their lives. But the good news is God has given us His Spirit, the Spirit of God, to break down and demolish such notions. If we would only open ourselves to Him for the truth. Make no mistake, my friend, the law is powerful, You know, one Christmas, Karen and the kids and I went to church with Karen's mom and dad up in New Jersey. You know, how proud they were to have us sit in church with them in the church that Karen grew up in. And I was sitting there and I was looking around, but before the service, the Lord spoke to me. Yes, He spoke to me in a Catholic church and said, for all of these people you see to be truly saved, they will have to understand everyone in their life, all of their life, has lied to them, their mom and their dad, the priest, everyone. For these folks that probably they were older, that probably would be a bridge too far for them to cross over. Make no mistake, my friend, if we keep the framework of the law, we will die and be lost. But if we keep the Spirit of God, we will have life, the life of God, and life more abundantly. Wow. More next week on Abiding in Christ. This has been David Stahl, hoping and praying, and you know that you're getting this, and you're just you know, not tuning in and not getting it. If you ever have any questions, please feel to contact me. You know, and I would love to talk with you and share with you, and so that you could get it, because this is critical. You know, the bottom line, if Christ is not in you and you are not in Christ, then you're not a Christian. I don't care what church you go to. I don't care what you say. I don't care what color you are. You know, all of that stuff does not matter. The only thing that matters is Christ is in us and we are in Christ. Then we can say we're a Christian. Then we can inherit all those precious promises. God bless. Have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you guys next week. More abiding in Christ. Amen.